Nina cut the engine, and the speakers went silent. Mid-lyric. The trail was straight ahead, but her gaze could only follow it to its first bend. The overhanging forest, a drab and washed-out green that presaged the end of summer, obscured the rest of the path. "How many days do you think will last?" she asked. "How many hours?" Josie said. "If I die out there, I'd be honored if you ate my body."
"I would never let a bear get to your body first."
"Oh my God!" Incredulity tainted Nina's laughter. "Would you please stop it with the bears?"
"Only if you promise not to mention their existence for the next 72 hours.
"I didn't. You brought them up. Again." Josie shuddered, darkening.
"I'm serious. I don't know if I can do this."
"Just think of them as big Winnie the Poohs."
"Shut your hole."
"Paddingtons, Baloos, Fozzies." It was a joke. It was always a joke. But Josie jerked open the passenger side door and got out. It slammed shut behind her.
Nina grabbed her phone off the charger and followed her best friend into the parking lot.
"Berenstains," she said, digging in. Nina always dug in. Her hiking boots crunched against the wet gravel. The rain had just stopped. In these mountains, it rained most afternoons during the summer. Violent downpours in the early season, irksome drizzles in the late, but cleared quickly. It was the third week of August. The Little South Chickadee River burbled and sang nearby. Insects hummed and clicked their wings. The lazy breeze smelled of sun-warmed pine. Josie pivoted with sudden interest.
"Ooh, did you ever have a thing for Brother Bear? I mean, before you realized they were uber-Christian hillbillies?"
"What are you talking about?"
Nina asked, confused. "Brother Bear, with the red shirt and blue pants."
"I know who Brother Bear is. The Berenstain Bears were Christian?"
"There were numerous books with the word God in the title."
"Huh," Nina said. "I guess my parents didn't check those out from the library."
She popped the Subaru's hatch. Everyone in Asheville drove a Subaru, the preferred mode of transportation for modern hippies and outdoorsmen, among which the girls were neither. Nina's parents had purchased the Impreza because it had a high safety rating. Their backpacks crowded its hatch like monstrous, bloated caterpillars. Very hungry caterpillars. Nina realized her thoughts might be stuck on picture books. She moaned.
"I don't wanna."
Josie copied Nina's moan.
"I don't wanna either."
The packs didn't budge, refusing to help. These were not their school backpacks, retired from service and recently replaced by more stylish backpacks for college. Josie's brother and his girlfriend had loaned them a pair of backpacking packs, a boggling assemblage of padded straps, hip belts, bungee cords, mesh pockets, and bulging compartments. Nina prickled with renewed trepidation. Not only were these packs borrowed, but so was the equipment inside them. Even her boots, an outmoded pair, heavy and ugly, were borrowed from Josie's mom, who wore the same size. Unfortunately, they had no one to blame but themselves. The trip had been concocted only 2 days ago during their morning shift at Kmart, a pre-Amazon relic where customers often exclaimed in astonishment, "I thought you went under years ago."
Alas, the chain clung on for its meager life. Their particular location had a whopping 1.5-star rating on Yelp. Its shelves were largely empty and in permanent disarray. Clothing hung askew on broken racks. Dented cans lingered past expiration dates. Sports equipment was shellacked in off-putting colors. And the book selection was a smattering of religious overstock and failed-themed mystery series. The Thanksgiving Murders, The Body on the Badminton Court, Till Death Do Us Sudoku.
The store looked like a former roommate had never returned to pick up the last of his boxes.